Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If something
big
and magical
and
tangible
happened to me
this coming week. Oh, I wouldn't believe it.
I'd accept it.
Then I'd question it.
Then
I'd tone it down.
But maybe
I'd talk about it.
Maybe
I'd open my heart
and say, yes, me.
I want to practice
receiving good stuff.
Really good stuff.
Surprisingly good stuff.
I want a tangible
experience
of something good.
Where I feel good.
I recognize it as good.
I enjoy it as good.
I talk about it
as a surprise,
a magical something
that's really good.
I need some practice
at enjoying the good.
So I say, bring it on.
I'm requesting
a double blessing.
I want a double blessing.
In the next
week,
I want to believe
that right now in this space,
I feel pretty good.
Don't have to leave yet.
Not multitasking.
Letting Helen drive.
This feels pretty good.
Nothing I got to prove.
Nothing I got to do.
In this moment.
So from this frequency.
Of having received.
Tapping.
Intention.
In this frequency.
Of having shown up.
Because I deserve to feel good.
I want to request.
I want to expect.
I want to create.
I want to open my heart.
And allow.
A rocking good.
Double blessing.
I don't know where it'll come from.
I don't know where it's going to show up.
But I give myself permission
to recognize it.
To practice with it.
To like it.
To enjoy it.
To define it.
To talk about it.
To feel good.
Really good.
In receiving it.
I give myself permission
to get some practice
of the good stuff.
To practice it so well
that
that is my dominant
expectation.
That's who I want to be.
That's who I want to be.
I give myself permission
to gently,
lovingly,
with great respect,
let go.
Of the fear,
of the fear,
of the victim identity,
I was told
was normal.
I really want to let that go.
Really let that go.
Little by little,
I want to lovingly
let that go
and find my way
into being
the best storyteller
of my own experience.
Of resonating
from a frequency
that gives me a life
I've dreamed about
and never thought possible.
Even though there will be sadness
and frustration
and glitches
and loss,
I still want to have
an amazing life
in this body,
in this personality.
I want to tell my life story
and be impressed.
And I want to start
this week
with a double blessing.
I feel ready
to receive something good.
I feel ready.
Like I'll recognize it.
Embrace it.
Allow it.
Explore it.
And maybe
I'll even
expand it.
Okay, take a breath.
And that
would be so much easier
if when my head was on the pillow
and I thought the words,
my head is on the pillow.
If my body could remember.
My body could remember.
Whatever it needs to remember.
Whatever it needs to remember.
To sleep.
To sleep.
Whatever it needs to remember.
Whatever it needs to remember.
Chemically.
Chemically.
Hormonally.
Hormonally.
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
To sleep.
To sleep.
When my head is on the pillow.
When my head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
I want to feel safe.
I want to feel safe.
I want to feel cozy.
I want to feel cozy.
I want to feel filled with gratitude.
I want to feel filled with gratitude.
That it is good.
That it is good.
And it's getting better.
And it's getting better.
And better.
And better.
In every way.
In every way.
To be me.
To be me.
When my head is on the pillow.
When my head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
I want to align.
I want to align.
With all of me.
The emotional body,
the mental body,
the spiritual self,
the physical body,
the energetic body,
and rest.
And
I want to rest in the truth
of who I am.
I want to resonate with the worth
of me
as a divine being embodied
in a physical
human experience,
where negative emotion
isn't personal,
isn't a punishment,
it's just part of the experience,
just part of the earth experience.
When my head is on the pillow and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow.
I want to breathe out
all resistance
to me.
In earth form,
with my memories,
with my belief system.
I want to release all resistance
and drift into sleep
so that I might connect
to that older,
wiser
part of me
and remember.
I am a beloved child
of a good creator,
and I am growing my way.
Finding my way,
creating my way
into knowing
that I am one
with the God
that created me.
And it's not a trick.
And it's not a punishment.
And it is confusing.
And it is challenging.
And I'm here for the challenge.
And I'm here to be
the one
that knows
the joy and beauty of me,
even
in
the challenge of earth life.
And when I sleep,
I want to
love myself
with great compassion,
with great expectation.
I am
the miracle.
I am
the blessing
that attracts more blessings.
I am
the potential
that I'm growing into.
I am
the light
that I
have been seeking.
Okay, big breath.